USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Rescuers in Morocco are sifting through the rubble of a powerful 6.8 magnitude earthquake that struck late Friday night, taking the lives of more than 1,000 people and injuring another 1,200. Here's the BBC's Charlotte Winfield.
Streets filled with rubble and destruction. The earthquake struck central Morocco shortly after 11 p.m. on Friday, with an aftershock less than 20 minutes later. The quake's epicenter is in a remote area of the High Atlas Mountains, but tremors are said to have been felt in the capital, Rabat, more than 200 miles away. There's reports that buildings in Marrakesh's old city have been destroyed, and one family was trapped in the rubble of a collapsed house.
The largest quake to hit the area in more than 100 years was felt as far away as Portugal and Algeria. Hurricane Lee is expected to reach the U.S. Atlantic seaboard as early as Sunday. The National Hurricane Center says the Category 3 storm is whipping up maximum sustained winds of 115 miles per hour. Became the first Category 5 storm of the season before being downgraded late Friday night. Former President Donald Trump is reiterating his belief that the legal challenges he's facing are a result of Democrats' attempts to thwart his return to the White House.
You know, if I was in third or fourth place, or if I wasn't running, they wouldn't indict me. They indicted me because I'm in first place.
Trump suggested that his strong polling numbers in the Republican primary and even in a hypothetical matchup against President Biden may be prompting Democrats to use legal means against him. Following recent shootings in New Mexico, including the death of an 11-year-old boy outside a minor league baseball stadium this week, Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham Friday issued an emergency order suspending the right to carry firearms in public across Albuquerque and the surrounding county for at least 30 days. This is USA News.
Hey, you.
Yeah, you.
This is your dentist.
Do me a favor and feel the front of your teeth. How grimy are they?
Ugh.
It's time for a Crest Pro Health reality checkup. That grime is the buildup of plaque bacteria that can cause cavities in just months. You need to switch to Crest Pro Health. While most toothpaste stop working in minutes, Crest Pro Health's antibacterial fluoride protects for up to 12 hours to stop cavities before they start. So fix them up on the way home. Smile. Crest has you covered.
Wireless headphones. That'll be $200.
I'll use my Capital One Quicksilver card.
Now that's a hit. You used the Capital One Quicksilver card, which makes you the hero of every purchase. With Quicksilver, you earn unlimited 1.5% cash back on every purchase everywhere.
I wanted running music, but unlimited 1.5% cash back is pretty heroic.
Good instincts. Every hero needs a theme song. The Capital One Quicksilver card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Property owners in Maui who were devastated by wildfires will soon be escorted back to see what's left of their homes. Officials say the latest number of people missing from the fires is 66, with at least 115 people confirmed dead. Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito is rejecting Senate Democrats' demand for his recusal from an upcoming Supreme Court case, deeming it invalid. The request stemmed from his interview with a lawyer involved in the case. Alito stated unequivocally that there's no valid reason for him to recuse himself. This incident is part of a broader criticism regarding the court's lack of an ethics code. Talk about holding a grudge!
A month before the British surrender at Yorktown ended major fighting during the American Revolution, the traitor Benedict Arnold led a force of redcoats on a last raid in his home state of Connecticut, burning most of the small coastal city of New London to the ground. It's been 242 years, but New London still has not forgotten. Hundreds of people, some in period costume, are expected to march through the city's streets today to set Arnold's effigy ablaze for the burning of Benedict Arnold Festival. I'm Corey Myers.
Phoenix could set yet another summer heat record if it reaches 110 degrees or more. As expected on Saturday. That would mark 54 days this year. The previous record was set in 2020. Maricopa County public health officials said there have been 194 heat-associated deaths this year. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
My ride smells just right.
I gotta try that
Febreze
car.
All over Breeze Park, clips right on your face. Yeah. You know my car's my happy place. Keep a smile on my face. When it smells just right, just right.